Hey guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel. I think that most of you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. I'm really excited for it. This is a topic that, looking back, I have not really talked about this subject in a while. I feel like the last time I was talking about it was in 2020, maybe 2021, but this video popped up on my feed that took me back and it made me realize that a lot of women, they don't realize that men have left the friend zone. Most men, especially for you guys that have been out in the dating world for some time or that have had relationships, you already know this. You know the signs to look out for. You know the signs that a woman is friend zoning you. You're not putting in endless effort into a woman that does not reciprocate anything back. And bottom line is that you guys are pretty much just too smart for it. Men are fully aware of many women's ways because women have told on themselves and they continue to tell on themselves, especially on social media. What this looks like is women talking very badly about men. I mean, hello, with a scenario of a woman walking through the woods, she would rather encounter a bear than a man. And with that, hundreds of videos came out of women explaining why that was. And a lot of those videos were not very nice towards men, bottom line. Meanwhile, women really believe that they can collect men in their friend zone and then dip into that collection whenever she needs help doing something that she doesn't want to do or doesn't even know how to do. Ladies, why is a man going to be there as a friend if you don't even like him as a person? And I don't even mean that in a romantic way. I mean that you genuinely do not like men. But in certain situationships, you've learned that you do need men. Hence the friend zone. This is what's changed in recent years. In recent years, men have really smartened up. They have been given this information from women, and guess what? The friend zone only favors women if men don't realize that they're in it. But because men know about it, the friend zone is right next to the exit ramp for them. With all of that being said, guys, I have a video to show you that inspired this topic for today. Usually I show you a collection of different videos that highlight the same point. Today, this one highlights all of it, that I don't need to have any additional videos. This video went viral and I don't think she expected it to go viral for the reason that it did. Before I say any more, let's watch the video.
So I just found out that I'm not hot, and this was based on a really humbling experience where I'm trying to get four men together to help me move a really heavy object from point A to point B, not a far point A to point B either, and I can't do it. It can't be done. I'm in hell. I've tried for days, texting every man I know, "Can you please come help me move this heavy thing? It's a piece of granite, by the way. I think we can use that as a gauge. Number one, can you get a group of men to help you move a heavy object from point A to point B? Number two, how far can you get them to move it? Because what I need is a piece of granite moved about 15 feet. Cannot gather four men to do that. Oh, I can't. I'm going to be hung over that day. Oh, I can't. Football is on. Wah." Number one, they don't make men like they used to, because how come nobody wants to be helpful? Little helpless old me? You want me to pick up the granite slab? Why? You're not being helpful. Number two, I need to level up. I need to level up. I need to get hotter. I don't feel like a hot woman would have an issue with this at all. She'd have that granite moved. She'd have a kitchen island.
This is not telling of how hot you are. This is telling of how many men you've placed in your friend zone. She makes it all about looks and what men are doing wrong, essentially. But this has nothing to do with looks. Good women and good men, by the way, they don't have this issue because they are friends to their friends. They give to their friends, and those friends are there for them. It literally has nothing to do with looks or even gender. She just found out that men are no longer simping. And honestly, this message, it conflicts, right? You can't one minute be a strong, independent woman and then the next be referring to yourself as little old me. The bottom line is that a man would move that granite slab to the end of the earth for the right woman. And the right kind of woman is not going to have these sort of expectations for a man that she barely has a relationship with. Honestly, a good woman, no matter what she looks like, she's not going to run into this problem. Most likely, she has good men in her life, whether it's family or friends, true friends, not men that she's friend-zoned, or the man that she's in a relationship with, and then that man has his friends come over and help. But even in the more rare occurrence that maybe she has men in her life that aren't physically able to do something like that, or maybe she's new to an area and she hasn't established herself, guess what? That woman is not going to try to utilize men that she barely talks to, that she barely gives effort towards. She's not going to ask that of them, number one. And number two, even if she did that, she's not going to expect them to say yes. She'll probably bribe them with something. And I don't mean anything crazy. I mean, bribe him with some food and drink and maybe he'll show up for you, you know, and maybe you'll be building a friendship off of that. But what she's not doing is she's not friend zoning him and trying to utilize her looks and trying to act like there's potential for a relationship when she deep down knows that there isn't. She is purposely manipulating that man. And that's what I'm talking about. Men have smartened up to that. They know the real signs of a woman that is showing genuine interest versus a woman that is just trying to get something out of him. And we've seen it all over social media. It's out there all the time where women are saying that they're just going to expect this, this, this from a man without being sure that she's even interested in him, that she even likes him. And even if that good woman tries to bribe men to come over and help and she's unsuccessful, right? So she's not complaining that men are not helping whole poor little her out. She's not saying that it's a man issue, that they don't make men like they used to. She is just saying, okay, she's accepting it. And then guess what? She's hiring a moving company. She's paying somebody to do the work because it is actual work. And you shouldn't just expect something without giving anything else in return. Because ladies, it is actual work to move a heavy piece of granite. Like, that's actual work. You could injure your back. You are putting in effort. You're putting in time. There's other things that he could do with his time, right? He could be doing something to make money. He could be relaxing on his day off. He could be putting in efforts towards a woman that will actually reciprocate, a woman that he's interested in and that is interested back in him. And another thing is that if you're reaching out to good men that have some sort of relationship going on, if you are not in a relationship or have put an effort towards meeting his other half, that's a problem, right? Like, you can't ask for effort from him if you're not even involving yourself in meeting her and what is going on in his life. That's just a little fishy, right? Like, if you were the woman on the other end of that, I think you would be suspicious of that. And trust me, that man, he's definitely not going to risk having a conflict with a woman that does like him, that does love him, in order to help you out. What? Because you think that you're prettier, or you think that you're pretty enough that, like, he's gonna throw everything else aside? Like, that's not how it works, especially with good men. And these are the men that are gonna be helping you, right? Like, the guy that doesn't care about you, he's just not going to even consider that. He's just gonna say no. Let me know, guys, if you've run into this. Have you run into a woman asking things of you and you've realized that this woman has not given you any effort, or you realize that she's really placing you in her friend zone that you just have to say no? Tell me about it in the comments. I think that'll be super interesting to hear about. As always, guys, let me know your opinion about today's video, and I will see you next week.